I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We and much of the rest of the planet remember Steve Jobs today. Jobs died yesterday, 35 years after he co-founded Apple. The company's global reach is undeniable.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
And we're Microsoft Office.
Oi, eu sou o Mac.
E eu, PC.
Eu curto fazer coisas divertidas, como vídeos, músicas, podcasts.
Domo, Mac desu.
Konnichiwa, Pasokon desu.
Saikin ja iroiro kyoutsuten aru yo ne.
Those Mac versus PC ads ran in countries all over the globe. Now it's iPhones and iPads that are in vogue, but the Apple mystique began with computers, like the first Mac that Callistus Juma laid eyes on. He's from Kenya and is now a professor of international development at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Callistus, you were one of the first Mac users in Africa. Explain the start for us of your relationship with Mac.
I was doing graduate studies, and a colleague of mine told me about the Mac and said, you should really do your dissertation on this new computer that's really excellent. So I got one of the first Macintosh 128K computers that made into the UK. That was 1984. I was studying at Sussex University.
That was in the UK. Then you left the UK to return to your home country of Kenya. Did your Mac go with you?
Yes, I knew something about it, which is that you could use a lesser printer, and that significantly reduced the cost of typesetting. So when I went back to Kenya, I set up Africa's first independent think tank, the African Center for Technology Studies. And the first thing we did within that institute was to set up a publishing house. And essentially, the full package of a Macintosh and a lesser writer cost $5,000, whereas the standard photo typesetting equipment at that time cost $50,000. So we were able to basically reduce the cost of publishing quite significantly.
So this was in Kenya. Did other countries in East Africa also pick up on your cue? And did they copy you? Did they get a Mac? Did they get the printer? Or?
Yes, I knew that a similar revolution was taking place in Cameroon because I met colleagues later on who are doing desktop publishing in Cameroon as well.
Also with a Mac?
We're also using the Mac. One of the things we started doing, we also set up, my wife and I set up a company that was providing typesetting services. And we were typesetting for publications that were calling for democratic change. So new magazines would become available that were pushing for democracy that could only have been made available at that time through desktop publishing.
So given the publications, the type of publications you were putting out, what do you think were the political implications of those? And obviously you can trace that back to the Mac.
Yes, I give an example. Exactly 21 years ago, we published a book called Constitutional Development in Kenya. It was the first book that was widely distributed that started to raise debates around what kind of constitution the country actually needed. And that book generated extensive debates in the country. The person who wrote it, Professor J.B. Ojuang, is now one of the five members of the Supreme Court, the new Supreme Court of Kenya. He has lived through a period of democratic change, played a very important role, became a figurehead. And I think the book had a great impact in amplifying his ideas in the wider community.
I'm wondering, Callistus, when you heard of the death of Steve Jobs today, what you thought? Did you feel that, wow, thanks to him, all of this was possible for me in Africa?
The first thought that crossed my mind when I heard it was that his inner light has shone on almost every person I can think of, and that is not going to go away. He's opened people's eyes to the possibility of taking technologies that already exist without having to invent a lot of new things and give them a new purpose.
Callistus Juma is a professor of international development at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He's also possibly the first African to use the first Apple Macintosh computers in 1984. Callistus, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Michael.